Everybody, it's Dan, and in this video I'm going to talk to you about NFTs and the metaverse.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, and welcome, hope you're well today. So just off to pick up a little one, and we've been quite involved with NFTs and metaverse kind of stuff. And obviously this is all new fandangled language and technology, and nobody really knows how much it is, what it does, and so on. So I thought I'd just, on my way to pick up a little one, I would just go and share some of my thoughts on NFTs and the metaverse, and you guys, how you guys can get involved in that, and whether you should get involved, and so on and so forth. So the biggest issue, of course, is that the metaverse and NFTs is such new terminology that actually it puts people off. And do you know what, it reminds me of going back, I don't know how long it is, 30 years, 25 years, right at the very start of the internet. Do you remember when people used to give you domain name and they go www dot? Do you remember those days? What's your domain name? www. No one says www anymore. Do you remember those days? So it's just different, you know, but it's also the same, all rolled into one. It's different because it's a different technology, but it's the same history repeating itself. And the same people who said, oh, TV, that won't take off, and newspapers, oh, that won't take off, and mobile phones, who wants a mobile phone? Who wants to be contacted everywhere? That won't take off. And the same people who say all that are the same ones who said the internet wouldn't take off, and the email and fax was a bad thing, and that using a horse instead of walking somewhere, and the horse and car, and then the car, and spaceships to Mars, who's going to want that? This is technology, folks. This is, you know, this is how we move on as a species. And it's like this, you're either going to be part of that or you're not. And if you're not, that's okay, it's not a problem. Don't have a TV, don't have a mobile phone, don't have a car, don't get a space taxi or a space elevator, don't get a drone to work when they come out. Don't drive yourself driving car. Any technology, in fact. You just need to stop watching YouTube, stop watching Facebook, all that stuff. You know, this is just the mother of invention. It's just continuously moving forward, and some of these new concepts are just what we're going to have to cope with in the future. So NFTs is a non-fungible token. The best example is the Mona Lisa. Any piece of art is a non-fungible token, really, because there's only one of them. And you might take a picture of the Mona Lisa and download that and have it as your wallpaper. But it's not worth 8.9 million, but the Mona Lisa is worth a lot more than that. It's not worth 30 million quid, is it? There's only one Mona Lisa. And that one Mona Lisa is that one Mona Lisa, and it's unique. Unlike, say, a $100 bill, of which there are millions and billions of $100 bills, and they're all worth $100. Unless you have, I don't know, Eric Clapton signing a $100 bill, or Charlie Chaplin, or Michael Jackson, or somebody else, you know, Queen Victoria. Not that she'd sign a $100 bill, but you know what I mean. That would then turn into a non-fungible token, and it's, you know, a basketball player's shoes worn during the NBA finals is a non-fungible token. Can I go and buy the exact copy of Michael Jordan's Jordan 2s? In the shops, yes. Is it the same as the shoes he wore? Exactly, to the detail, but also not at all, because he didn't wear the ones I'm buying from the shop inside that game. That's an NFT. That's a non-fungible token. And as a point of barter, this is what's going to happen. You know, NFTs are going to be worth a certain amount of money, like a piece of art, like a ticket to a World Cup final. It's worth a certain amount of money, and so it's very confusing. It's very, very confusing. It's confusing for me, and I look into it, and I've got NFTs. Not got many, but I've got them. I've not made any money on them. I've lost money on them. But I've got them. And to begin with, you're going to lose some money on them, because nobody knows the technology and how it works and all of that kind of thing. Gary Vee's got a really good perception on this. And Gary Vaynerchuk's perception on NFTs are, like, you buy this stuff, like, you know, the gorilla stuff, for example, the gorilla NFTs. And, you know, I put my name down because tonight there's a Matrix one coming out. And I put my name down, we'll see how much it is, and we'll make a decision whether I'm going to buy it or not. But you buy stuff in your house to display wealth, like your house, the Lambo that you drive, or the plane that you've got, or the shoes that you wear. Why do you wear Nike shoes, training shoes? Why do you not wear, you know, Primark's own brand of leisure shoes? You wear it for the swoosh, you know, and I get that. And well, I'm wearing a champion top. Why am I wearing it? Because I mean, it looks cool. It says I'm a champion on top. That's not why I'm wearing it. But I like the colour. And champion has a certain brand value to do with sport and quality and that kind of thing. That's exactly the same with NFTs, except when you're buying stuff in your house, like a nice leather sofa, or a piece of artwork worth 10 million quid that goes on your wall, how many people are going to see that for you to show off in front of? None. Whereas if you buy an NFT, you can embed that on your website and then people can see it. And that's a really interesting aspect that Gary Vee's talking about, which is being able to display someone's wealth like we do in real life. And I know people are going, oh, that's disgusting, people displaying wealth. But you and I both do it. We do it in the coffees that we drink, the cars that we drive, the clothes that we wear, the music that we listen to. Why do I buy Superdry or Hollister or Boss or Nike versus the Primark stuff? The Primark stuff looks more or less the same. Quality's not as the same, but it's all right. It's, you know, we live in a throwaway environment these days. So that's NFTs. Metaverse, we talked about metaverse stuff before, and I know it's confusing, but again, everything's confusing because we're right at the start of this journey, and it's going to be confusing right at the start of the journey until it no longer is. And by the time it no longer is confusing, you've probably missed it. You're probably a little bit too late, and you've missed the opportunity to get into metaverse, NFTs, and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and spend lots and lots of money on this stuff, but what I am saying is that you've got to do some research at some point, because it's going to be like Shiba Inu. You know, I looked at that months and months and months ago, and I was like, oh, I didn't understand it, I'll just leave it. But it's so much easier than just to click the X and close down the browser and go, oh, I'm fine as I am. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help me financially. It doesn't help the opportunities that we're about to see and the opportunities we're about to dismiss. If you want to get ahead of the game, you have to go through some pain, unfortunately. And the pain is in doing the research on NFTs and understanding this stuff. And for kids right now, let's put it this way, there are people who've gone to do MBAs and degrees in wealth and, you know, stocks and shares, in economics, and then there's 18-year-old kids buying, you know, $100 of Shiba Inu who are now millionaires because they bought $100 worth, or they're buying an NFT or whatever that happens to be. So the old rules are going out the window. Have you noticed? Is it just me here? Literally, the old rules are being thrown out the window. The old rules of buying and investing. And I'm not saying that all your money should go into this stuff, because I don't believe that. I believe that a percentage of your income should be going into stocks and shares and property and self-education. Then a percentage of your income should also be going into NFTs, metaverse, cryptocurrency. You've got to be in it to win it, right? But before you get in it to win it, you've got to understand it. Understand what you're buying and why one thing will go up versus another. When I bought Shiba Inu, it's gone up dramatically since I bought it, and I didn't actually put that much money in to begin with. And then because it's gone up, we actually put in some more money, and then that went up as well. And who knows what's going to happen with stuff like that. But the amount of money that we put in isn't a significant amount. It's a small amount relative to the amount that we've got invested in property and that kind of thing. But your takeaway from this should be to investigate more. If you're on Instagram, follow the NFT, follow the hashtag metaverse. Follow all those hashtags, see what people are talking about. Because this opportunity, we've got this one opportunity for a very small point in time, I believe. I think NFTs and metaverse will be out there for a long, long time, but as an investment, I think you've got this small, small opportunity to put some money in and to make some decent money back. And I'm talking thousands of percentages in returns. Obviously, you've got to know where. There was a coin last week that went up and went down, and it was all based on Squid Games. It was called a Squid Game coin. And it was just ridiculous that people bought into that coin. No fundamentals. And you could say the same against all coins. Even the dollar's got no fundamentals. The dollar's based on trust, just like any other cryptocurrency. So, the only thing about the Squid Game is that Squid Game was based on a game where everybody runs off with all the money. And guess what the crypto was? They all ran off with all the money. Life imitating art and all of that kind of thing. But look, it's your job to get down with the kids and understand NFTs and metaverse type or related things. Because these 18, 19, 20 year olds, people in their 20s, are going to make a lot of money, while you or I in their 40s and 50s are like, well, what happened? And you're like, I just don't even understand it. I don't know what happened. And I for one, do not want to get left behind. Anyway, I hope that's useful. We're just turning up at school now. We'll catch up with you in the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.